Curtain Radio.
And welcome, Mark Emesides, Dr. Chemical.
G'day, Jenny.
Always good to see you.
It's good to be here.
And we've got a heap of questions coming through. We've kept them waiting far too long. And good afternoon to you, Penny.
Hello.
Yes,
hello,
Penny. Go ahead.
How about getting black grease off my husband's jeans?
White grease.
I think she said black grease.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Easy peasy. You want a degreaser, so go to the hardware store and you're looking for any alkaline degreaser, so hardware store or automotive store. So you're looking for any product which has the phrase alkaline salts in the label somewhere. There's one product called Kenco, K-E-N-C-O, that I've used and will work very well.
Where do you get that?
Any hardware store.
Okay. Yep. Just spray it on.
You just spray it on and just wait a few minutes and then just rinse it out.
Oh, okay, good, thanks. And just one more thing. How to get bolognese sauce, you know, that very tomato-y sauce.
Yeah.
Out of cotton clothing.
All right, general approach. For natural, well, for any sort of food stain, you want enzymes. So any sort of enzyme cleaner will work. Now, my favourite product is White King Stain Lift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you buy that from the supermarket, White King Stain Lift. It's a laundry pre-wash, so just use it as a spot cleaner. Spray it on, work it in with your fingers, and wait a while. It'll take a few minutes to actually work, and then just rinse it out. And you may have to repeat, but that'll get it out.
That's good.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thanks, no Penny.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, yeah, bolognese stains are horrible.
Piece of cake.
Yeah, like chili stains. Yep. Hello, Roy.
Good, how are you going?
Good, you know, go ahead, Roy.
Good. Yeah, good. It's a something you brought up probably a month ago, and I forgot what you said to use, and I've told a few other people, and they're all interested as well. Descaling a coffee machine.
Oh, yep.
Because mine's now saying it needs descaling, and I remember you said there was a product that's a lot cheaper than the one you buy at the shop.
Yeah, funny you should ask. I've got the same issue, which is, in fact, why I brought it up. It says to use lactic acid. And the best source of lactic acid is Ajax Spray and Wipe.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ajax Spray and Wipe will work a treat, but also vinegar will work.
How much, how often, and how do you do it?
Well, my machine tells you. It comes up with a message saying descale.
And you just pour it in?
Yeah, you just pour it into the water tank and press the button. And it's got a function it goes through where it rinses the stuff through and then it will tell you to fill up with water and it'll do a rinse.
So if it's a spray and wipe, does it leave residue and taste and poison?
No, because it's got a rinse cycle afterwards.
Oh, it's sufficient.
Yeah, so Ajax Spray and Wipe, all it's in it is lactic acid and a bit of detergent.
Oh.
So it foams as it comes out, but that's okay because that helps the cleaning process.
Okay.
And then you put the water in for the rinsing cycle and Bob's your uncle.
How about that, Roy?
Yeah, it sounds like a cheap option.
Advice,
Jenny, I used to work for Rossam many years ago, and I used to do all the outdoor broadcasts with you, and we used to do your morning TV show and trades and things, and worked with you many times.
Oh, Roy, that's fantastic.
A long time ago.
Where was this, at 7 or 9?
At 7, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. We used to do a lot of outside broadcasts, didn't we?
Yes, lots of fashion parades and
good fun
of freedom stores or whatever, and your morning show from there.
Have show, would travel. That's what we used to do. Lovely to speak to you, Roy. Thank you. Happy cleaning. Okay. G'day, Alan.
Hello.
Yes, Alan.
G'day,
we're
Alan.
Here.
Yep.
Yes, hello, Jenny. We've just got a quick question. In the bedroom, we've got some curtains. We live up on the coast, and when we open the window, of course, you get the sea air, and when it's raining, you get all the cold winds coming in on this curtain. And they're in pretty good condition, but on the edge of it that's near the window, there's a sort of a light mould coming onto the material. And rather than take the curtains down and wash the whole thing, is there any way we can spray it with something and get rid of the mould?
Hmm.
If the mould is embedded into the fabric, it's very, very hard to get out. And I know that because I had the same happen with a pair of pants that I left in the washing machine too long and forgot about and became embedded.
Even you make mistakes.
Exactly. I make mistakes all the time. If anything will work, The best general purpose mold remover is oven cleaner. Use the non-caustic version. So you can get caustic versions and non-caustic versions. Yep. If anything will work, it'll be oven cleaner. But you may find even that won't work.
It goes right into the fabric, doesn't
it? Yeah, it's very, very hard to get out.
Nasty stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Bleach will also work, but that will probably destroy your curtains.
The colour.
You use the bleach lightly with some water and sort of rub it on. And
it'll take the colour out.
In principle, yeah, if you get the right concentration. A milder version of bleach is hydrogen peroxide. So see if you can find a product with hydrogen peroxide. That does the same. That's the same mechanism, but not as strong. That probably won't damage the fabric, and that may do the job for you.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
The raw, just as it is. Just dab it on.
Yeah.
Dab it on.
Yeah. Spray it on. It decomposes to oxygen and water, so there's no sort of toxicity issues.
Do you have to wash it out afterward?
No, just leave it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a couple of suggestions. Or move inland, Alan.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah,
yeah, you've got the beauty of the ocean, but the hazards of the salt air, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What was the name of that again?
Hydrogen peroxide.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah. Hydrogen peroxide.
Hydrogen peroxide. And now that I think about it, that is in one of the Preen Vanish products. So Preen Vanish Oxy Action, the laundry pre-wash.
Yeah.
Have a look on the label. There's one variant of that with hydrogen peroxide in it.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Look
so
at the label.
If anything will work, that'll do it. So in general terms, to supercharge your cleaning process, so if ordinary detergent doesn't get it out, you've got two choices, enzymes or oxidation. And anything with oxy action in it is an oxidizer. And that may do the job for you. So Preen Vanish Oxy Action with hydrogen peroxide.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
Okay, good on you, Alan. Thank you.
Enjoy your afternoon.
You too. Thank you. Yeah, that's the downside of being right on the ocean.
Yep.
Beautiful every other time. A couple of questions. Oh, we've got one coming through, actually. And if you wish to put a question to Mark, 94841927, or you can leave it with Patrick. Just put it on the screen. Nora of Auburn Grove, she spilt coffee on her white leather chair. I wouldn't have thought leather would have absorbed the colour of coffee.
No, it should sit on top.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
What if it's not a real leather, would it?
Well, leather does have some porosity.
Yeah.
But
obviously it's there.
Yeah, but the answer is coffee on anything, the answer is an enzyme cleaner. Now, I know this because I spilled some coffee on a carpet once.
Mm.
And I thought, wonder what's going to work on that. So I squirted actually the Coles brand laundry pre-wash, which is also an enzyme-based cleaner.
So most pre-washers got enzymes?
No.
No?
No, only some do.
Oh.
So the only ones that have enzymes will have it written on the label somewhere.
Okay.
But the White King product is better than the Coles.
Okay.
It's got more enzymes in there.
Okay.
So White King Stain Lift. Just spray that on and leave it. Don't rub it off. Just leave it.
Oh.
And the enzyme should gobble up the coffee.
Okay, on leather.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it won't damage the leather. So
no,
spray
that's
on,
good to know. Okay.
Spray it on.
Just got to read the labels with the products you're mentioning,
yep.
Don't they? Everyone's got to read those labels.
Yep.
Okay, that's good. 94841927, we've got another call coming through, but very quickly, there are a lot of myths around about, and you've mentioned a few from time to time. I know that when I was moving house, I was down on my hands and knees with Ajax, Jack's cleaning tiles and all that sort of stuff, and all my fingers started to crack at the ends, and my friend said, well, you've been using toxic products.
Right.
Have I been?
No. What you've been doing is using products that dry your skin.
Yeah.
And any alkaline product will dry your skin.
Okay.
An Ajax powder is alkaline. It just strips the fats out of your skin.
Okay.
There's nothing on the market that's toxic.
Oh, well, it couldn't be. They're not allowed to, are they?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's very heavily monitored by the APVMA, which is a federal body in Canberra.
Good to know.
Yeah. Unlike some parts of the world.
So I can spray and wipe around and Windex, am
yep.
I okay?
Yep. And there is no connection at all between how much it makes you cough or how bad it smells and how toxic it is.
Good move. Good news.
No connection at all. And that's why the strongest acid you can buy over the shelf, off the shelf, is hydrochloric acid.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a strong acid, quite useful. It's sold off the shelf because it's got such a strong fumes. So its bark is worse than its bite.
Okay.
So it might make your nose hurt and make you cough, but it's not poisoning
you. Not going to hurt you.
No, that's right.
All right, inconvenience. More calls coming through. Maria, good afternoon to you.
Oh, yes, hi.
Hi.
I just a question for David.
Mark.
Mark, sorry.
David's my second name, so that's quite perceptive. Mark David.
You knew Maria.
Okay. I make my own soap.
Yep.
And I've used this recipe for a very long time, and someone gave me some olive oil, but it was very, very old. It didn't smell or anything, so when I used it, it actually reached soapification really, really quick. Within just when I put the oil into the solution of the lye,
yep.
It just soapification really, really quick, and it set hard.
Mm-hmm.
What can cause that, or how can I, or is the oil no good to use?
So you use olive oil with sodium hydroxide?
Yeah.
Okay. That normally does set to a solid.
Yeah, but I made it before and the oil wasn't so old.
Yeah.
And still the same recipe to the same amount. And it took an hour or so to reach, you know, the to go to solid before I put it in the moulds.
Yeah.
But this one, within four, it didn't even give me time to put it in the mould. It just set hard and it went an orangey colour.
Ah, okay. So you're saying this was older oil than you normally use?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I don't want to get into the chemistry of it too much, but the older the oil, the higher the concentration of free fatty acids.
Maybe now, I should use less caustic?
Well, there's not much you can do about it because the free fatty acids will react with the lye before the lye reacts with the oil, which is a triglyceride. So that part of the reaction is faster. That means it sets to a solid faster.
Yeah, really quick.
Yeah. So there's not much you can do about it. But I will suggest this. If you switch from sodium hydroxide to potassium hydroxide, in other words, caustic potash, not caustic soda, then the resulting product will be a liquid, a very thick liquid, as opposed to a solid. So if you want to make liquid, so that's what all liquid hand soaps are. So when you get liquid hand soaps or any sort of liquid soap, they're all potassium salts, not sodium salts.
Okay, because when I bought the caustic soda, they said it's the same thing. And I thought, on the recipes, it doesn't say that. So
yeah. No, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
The potassium salt is more caustic than the sodium salt, and the result is liquid products, not solid products.
Okay, so you're supposed to use the potassium one?
If you want liquid. It depends what you want. Yeah.
Yeah, so if I make it into a liquid soap, it has to be the sulfate.
The potassium salt.
Potassium sulfate. Yeah. Okay.
No, potassium salt.
Potassium hydroxide.
Potassium hydroxide, okay.
Caustic potash. That's what you're after. Caustic potash versus caustic soda.
All right, thank you.
No worries.
Like I know what I'm talking about. Good on you, Maria. That's interesting, making your own soap like that. I think, I have heard a lot of people make their own shampoos and not gratefully usually that successful. Our newsreader tried to make some recently and apparently his hair was so oily he had to wear a cap for 2 days.
Oh, really?
He got a little bit carried away. Yeah. People wanting to know if you've got that book coming out yet, Mark?
I'm still working on
nagging, it. Nagging, Mark. We're nagging you, Mark.
We have top men working on it.
Oh, really? So it is underway?
Yeah. The publishers want a couple of images off me, which I'm chasing up at the moment.
You're going to look your best? Going to look a bit like Tom Cruise, are you? Going to have the profile?
I won't be on there.
Oh, you won't be on there?
No, it'll be a cartoon version.
Okay, fair enough, no. Okay, Serge, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Jenny and Mark. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Serge. I'm involved in a sporting club, and one of my wonderful tasks is washing the uniforms after the weekend games.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what is the best way to get grass and mud stains out of white shorts.
Every mother's nightmare.
Yeah. Right. Specifically, grass, acetone.
In what? Okay. In what?
Where just put the acetone in a glass or any sort of a glass vessel. Not
soak it.
Not plastic. No, you just dip it in.
Oh.
So you dip it in and out, in and out, in and out, and you'll see the grass start to dissipate.
He's got to chew it for 14 pairs of shorts.
Yeah, well, if you got a lot, to get them out on mass, so if you're doing a lot, use a high-quality laundry pre-wash, and I'd recommend White King Stain Lift.
Yeah.
Squirt that onto the grass. Wait a while, chuck in the wash and see how you go, and wash in warm water.
Okay.
I want to say warm, about 40 to 45 degrees.
Gosh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that, I've been using, they're only spot stains, it's not as if the whole garment is stained, and I've been using Sard Wonder Soap with a bit of elbow grease, and that seems to work okay, and I just thought there may be something that's more efficient and easier, but I'll certainly try that. What about mud, Mark?
Mud isn't chemically bound. Unlike grass and other sort of coloured stains, mud is just a physical thing. So yeah. It's not actually bound to the fabric. So that is another elbow grease thing. If the ordinary washing doesn't get it out, then a bit of hand washing is the only way to get that out.
So basically scrubbing the stain.
You shouldn't need to scrub it too much. Sard Wonder Soap will do the job. Just rub that in, work it in with your fingers and rinse it out, and it should come out pretty quickly.
Pity you can't get them wearing black shorts, Serge.
Yeah, well, they do sometimes wear black shorts, but not very often.
I know, I realise. If they're away game or something, they've got to do something different.
Yeah.
I don't know how you managed to get that job, Serge. Are you a good washer, are you?
I was lucky.
Yeah, it's like heck. All right, good luck, Serge. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
I once played rugby for a club that wore red shorts.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen red shorts on any other sporting team ever anywhere in the world.
It's a good reason. It's pretty strange.
It is.
It is strange. Hello, Willie.
G'day, how are you?
Good, thank you. Willie. Go ahead.
I got a question. I was really fascinated by your comments about potassium hydroxide being more caustic than sodium hydroxide, and about the fact that one went to liquid, the other went to solid. When you buy a little pump bottle of hand cleaner, and it's as thick as anything, like it's a gel almost, and then you use maybe half of it and you top it up with a bit of water, give it a shake, and it becomes very liquid. So my question is this: does the manufacturer put in some sort of gel to make it seem as though you're getting a highly concentrated soap solution, or is it something else?
Yes, that is exactly what they do.
Well
done. And the worst culprits for this is dishwashing detergent. You know how you squirt dishwashing detergent out and it comes out kind of all thick and like a gel?
Yep.
Most dishwashing detergents only contain about 20%, between 10 and 20% active ingredient. They're 80 to 90% water.
Oh.
And they put in thickening agents in there to make them seem thicker.
That's
exactly what they do.
You worked it out, Willie.
Yep.
I did. Just look, on another subject, you know they pump bacon full of water to make it heavier.
Do they?
Did you know that?
No.
When you render a piece of bacon down, it comes down to about less than a quarter of its volume and mass. It's ridiculous. And everyone knows they do it, but nobody's stepping in to stop it.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. If you look right across the field at marketing, well, at domestic products in general, they will sell you as much air and water as they can.
Good one.
Big expose today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Willie.
That's why you see packets of chips, you know, and you pat it on the side of the packet and you realise that it's mostly air in there.
Yep.
Or bottles of wine. When you look in the bottom of the bottle of wine, there's a concave section whereby they reduce the volume of the
amount of wine
of the bottle, and there are legally binding limits on what they can do. So the packet of chips, they are only allowed to have a certain amount of air in there by law.
Who measures it?
Well, consumer products, consumer bodies, hopefully.
They push the boundaries, that's for sure. Good afternoon to you, Carolyn. Carolyn, are you there? Has she given up on us?
Hey?
Oh, there she is. I've got you. Sorry, that was my fault.
Hello.
Oh, good afternoon. Look, I just wanted to ask, I heard you talking about the leather. I bought a handbag which I thought was leather, but now it turned out to be vinyl.
Right.
It's a cream handbag that got quite, you know how when you put your bag down on things, it's got quite grubby around the edges, and I can't seem to find anything that cleans it. I've tried all the shoe cleaning and what have you products, and it hasn't got any of it clean. So is there anything that you can suggest to clean this? I even tried to get dye to cover it up with, but you can't buy shoe dyes anymore.
If it's just general grime, yeah. Sugar soap will get it off.
Oh, all right then. Yes, I've got a bottle of sugar soap. What will that do to the vinyl?
It won't damage it.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, all sugar soap is washing soda with a bit of detergent in there.
And she sprays it on?
Yeah, spray it on and just wipe it off. And the grime should just wipe straight off.
Oh, straight away.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much. No very worries. Helpful. Thank no you. Can I say one other thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
Someone rang you a few weeks ago and asked about when they got curry stains on something and it just got darker.
Yep.
The cure for that is you put it in the sunshine. We used to use sunlight soap and it actually goes bright red. From this pale yellow, it goes bright red and then you start to panic. Leave it in the sun and it takes all the yellow out.
Oh.
Yeah, that's entirely believable because... The organic dyes that go into any sort of, well, in fact, any organic dye, they are chemically quite fragile.
Yeah.
That's why oxidizers can destroy
them. Like curry,
them.
You mean?
Yeah.
The thing about the curry is the grease stains. That's the stain that's hard to get out of, and eucalyptus oil takes it out in a flash. I just use a dab of liquid, put it in the wash, put the eucalyptus oil up to get the oil part out, and no curry stains on my snow white tablecloth.
Oh,
yeah, eucalyptus oil is good. In fact, there's a brand of laundry pre-wash that uses it. I think it's called Basisto.
Yeah.
And is that what you used, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, eucalyptus oil is good. It's small, natural molecules, same as D-limonene, which is the stuff in orange oil. They are very good natural cleaners, no doubt about it. And the good thing about it is... But if it doesn't wash out, it doesn't matter because you can smell the eucalyptus oil, which is quite a pleasant smell.
Hmm.
Yeah, it does. It's great.
Mm.
So it takes that curry smell out too.
Yep.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye for now. She can contribute to your book.
Absolutely.
Had a few tips. Yep. Actually, it's be quite a good idea to get some tips from people.
Well, I've got a section at the back where all this stuff's included.
Good.
So sort of results of listener feedback.
Yeah. A lot of things our grandparents used, which they didn't have the chemicals of today, were probably quite effective.
Absolutely.
And they're probably fresher too.
Because they only used them because they worked.
That's
they weren't subject to marketing and advertising.
Absolutely. And word of mouth.
Exactly.
That's what they used to discuss over a cup of tea with the neighbours. Okay, this is a common one, and I had to deal with this just recently. I had an oil leak in my car, which cost me a lot of money to fix. But apart from that, I went and got a, what do you call it? Degreaser.
Degreaser,
spray on and scrubbed and hosed down.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's asking about that.
Okay, motor oil off brick paving. There's two classes of degreaser. If you go to a hardware store or an automotive place, you've got two classes of degreaser. There are the old solvent-based ones, which are all the aerosol. So if it's an aerosol, it's solvent-based. Or you can get a water-based one, and the water-based ones work better.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Now, you can pick them because on the label somewhere, it will say uses alkaline salts. So looking for the term alkaline salts on the packaging somewhere, and that'll do a good job. One product I recommend, which is really valid from the hardware store, is Kenco, K-E-N-C-O.
You mentioned that earlier, didn't you?
Yeah. So that's a...
Just for paving or other things as well?
Anything.
Oh.
And it's also a very good clothes pre-wash.
Oh.
When I did a comparison a few years back with Today Tonight, I compared Kenco as a laundry pre-wash versus the Preens and the Sard Wonder Spray. Best overall was the degreaser.
The one you buy from the motor store?
And that shouldn't surprise us because the old versions of Preen were degreasers.
Okay.
That's all they were.
Right.
They were just degreasers.
They look prettier in the bottle, though.
All they used tri-cleaning fluid, trichloroethane.
Mm-hmm.
And all they did was degrease your clothes. So degreasing is an excellent option to have. So after you buy some for your brick paving, put some in a spray bottle and use it as a laundry pre-wash.
I'll be darned. Probably cheaper too.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, we've got one more call before we let you go. Mitchell, is it? Hello, Mitchell.
It's Michelle.
Michelle, the E was missing. I'm sorry.
Hello, Jenny. How are you both?
We're good. We're good. Thanks, Michelle.
Sorry, I've got a bit of a cold. I bought a pair of shoes with white sole, and I left the receipt in the box, and somehow it's gone against the very end of the white sole, where, you know, where your toe end is, and you can see the front part of your shoes when you walk. The white sole's got the ink from the receipt has gone embedded into the white of the sole, and I don't know how to get it out. It's really annoying me. I don't want to wear the shoes now because you can see it's horrible. I tried to rub it, and it's more like a purpley, inky stain on there, and I'm just wondering, is there a solution to try to get it off?
Yes. Go to an electronics store, somewhere like JCar, and you're after isopropyl alcohol.
Oh, my gosh. How do you spell that?
It's isopropyl, so I-S-O-P-R-O-P-Y-L.
Isopropyl. Have you got that, Michelle?
Isopropyl alcohol.
Yeah. Alcohol.
They'll know what you mean. It comes in an aerosol can with a squirter on it. And the chemical in it is isopropanol, which is an excellent general-purpose cleaner for this kind of thing. It's good for getting ink off, but won't damage your shoes.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
So just use the spray nozzle on the tin.
Isopropyl, okay.
Yeah. And spray the ink, and it should come off pretty quickly.
Oh, thanks a million.
You've made
a
day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
No worries.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
She was nearly in tears before. Now she's happy. See, you bring joy to people's lives.
That's
so sweet of you. You are here to please.
Absolutely.
All right. It's always great to have you here, Mark. And you'll be back next, month or so time? Six weeks time? Okay.
Yep.
And hopefully the book may be out.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so.